O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. My trust is in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your joy has come to the whole world.
Verses from Psalm 22.
My God, why have you forsaken me? And are so far from my salvation, from the words of my distress? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. And by night also, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forebears trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They put their trust in you and were not confounded. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him deliver him if he delights in him." But it is you that took me out of the womb and laid me safe upon my mother's breast. On you was I cast ever since I was born. You are my God, even from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near at hand, and there is none to help. Let us pray. Restless with grief and fear, the abandoned turn to you. In every hour of trial, good Lord, deliver us. O God most holy, God most strong, whose wisdom is the cross of Christ. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
In peace, let us pray to Jesus our Lord, who ever lives to make intercession for us. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Saviour of the world, be present in all places of suffering, violence, and pain, and bring hope even in the darkest night. Inspire us to continue your work of reconciliation today. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Lord of the Church, empower by your Spirit all Christian people, and the work of your Church in every land. Give us grace to proclaim the gospel joyfully in word and deed. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Shepherd and guardian of our souls, guide and enable all who lead and serve this community and those on whom we depend for our daily needs. Grant that we may seek the peace and welfare of this place. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Great physician, stretch out your hand to bring comfort, wholeness, and peace to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Fill us with compassion, that we may be channels of your healing love. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Conqueror of death, remember for good those whom we love but see no longer. Enable us to live this day in the sure and certain hope of your eternal victory. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty Father, look with mercy on this your family for which our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed and given up into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who is alive and glorified with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour Jesus taught us, let us pray the Lord's Prayer in our preferred form or language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ our Saviour give us peace. Amen.